Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you each week to educate you, to teach you, to help you, hopefully give you an equal level playing field with the insurance companies who try to beat your claim once you've been injured. Once you become an injured victim, you go through this insurance maze, and they try to beat your claim. They try to defeat your claim. They try to reduce your claim any way they can. You need to be educated. You need to have information. That's what Bell and Pollack gives you. We've been doing it for years. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's our website, championsofthepeople.com. And it's an information-loaded website. And when I say that, it really, truly is. And by the way, we're adding more information all the time, more features all the time. We're in the process of improving the website right now to give you more information, more ability. You know, information is power. It gives you the ability to fight the insurance company and to get your family protected so you know how, you know what to do. And if you come into Bell and Pollack, if you've been an injured victim, we do all kinds of accident cases. We do big car accident cases, medium car accident cases, small car accident cases. We do workers' comp if you've been injured on the job. We've been doing workers' comp for many, many years. We can help you put your life back together again. We can help you navigate this insurance maze. And I'm telling you, you need help sometimes. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. And in the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. As most of you know, we've got an office in Steamboat Springs, and we do cases for injured victims all over the state of Colorado. All over the state of Colorado. And if you go to our website, you know, one of the most popular features is the one that's called Meeting by Accident. You click on Meeting by Accident, and it gives you the answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they've been injured in an automobile accident. How cool is that? And soon we're going to have our new book out. You're going to be able to read our new book on accidents and become further educated on that. Okay, today we're talking about myths about insurance coverage, myths about insurance policies. You've been in an accident. Our usual scenario is you're injured in an accident, and you think the insurance company is going to be fair with you. So myth number one, you think the insurance company for the at-fault party, the other person, is going to treat you fair, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
You know, I agree. They're not going to treat you fair. I don't think by any standard. I think the insurance adjuster says, well, I think I'm treating you fair. But if you really, or they'll say they're being fair with you when they talk to you, they'll say, look, we just want to compensate you for your actual injuries. But the bottom line is if you get right down to what's happening, they're not treating you fair. And they don't try to treat you fair because their guidelines as adjusters is to pay you as little money as possible, not to pay you a fair amount, but to pay you as little as possible. They're always going to negotiate, and they're going to try and value your claim on the low end. Because of that, they're not going to be fair with you. That's how it works.
Right. You know, I think some people don't realize, many people don't realize, they come in our offices, we talk to them. Most of these insurance adjusters, if not all of them, the ones we've seen so far, the initial adjuster you talk to has very little dollar authority to do anything with you. Very little dollar authority. It's not until you get a different adjuster that maybe the authority goes up. It's not until they talk to their supervisor, once you prove to them what your case is about, that maybe the dollar value goes up a little bit. But do you realize that most of these people get bonused if they bring in the cases under the dollar level? So if you talk to the first insurance adjuster and their authority level is $5,000, and if they bring it in at $3,000 and they do that consistently, they get bonused at the end of the year for beating you, the injured victim. All right, so we're talking about myths of insurance companies today. The other one, Brad, another one, is you think you're in an accident, you're injured, you think they're going to pay your medical bills as you go. I mean, I'm talking about the insurance company for the at-fault party. That's a myth. That's not a fact. They're not going to do that.
That just plain doesn't happen. I mean, and we've preached many times to make sure you have med pay, because you have a chance that you're going to get your car insurance, your health insurance or your health bills paid if you have med pay from your own insurance company. The other side's insurance company, the negligent party's insurance company, is not going to pay your bills as you go, period. Don't even ask, because they're not going to do it. If an adjuster even starts to talk about it, the adjuster's talking beyond the authority that the adjuster has, because when they start trying to get those bills paid, it's not going to happen. So don't waste your time. Don't take any promises. Don't say, okay, I'll start sending you my medical records and my medical bills so you can look at them and determine which ones you want to pay, thinking they're going to pay you as you go. They're not going to do it. It doesn't happen.
No, it's a myth. It's not a fact. People think that. We straighten people out. You know, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. And in the mountains, 970-870-8989. Okay,
so that, we're talking. That is why, Gary, why we emphasize so many times, and we've been doing it for years on these shows, we emphasize get your own insurance, get your own coverage, get your own protection.
Right, and one of the ways you do that is you get your own car insurance, the med pay on your car insurance, your own car insurance, as high as possible. Those are supposed to pay your medical bills as you go. Okay, so then people ask the question, well, if they don't pay the medical bills as we go, meaning the insurance company for the party who hit you, the party who caused the accident, if they don't pay as you go, how do I get them paid? Well, you get them paid through MedPay, or you get them paid through health insurance, or you get them paid through a lien.
And be careful of that myth, because MedPay may not necessarily be that easy to get paid from either.
Right, they've got their own new agenda these days, but since the statute changed, and we don't have time to go into that today, but we've done a show on it before, they've got their own new agenda. All right, let's talk about another myth. People think, well, you know, the insurance adjuster treated me really nice. This is for the at-fault party. They were polite to me. Of course they're going to be polite to you. But they treated me really nice. And they said to me, you know, if we can't adjust your claim, we can't help you. We can't help you unless you sign our forms and send them back to you. So we're just going to send you a few forms, a few papers, and we know what that's all about.
Right. And they're trying to indicate that these forms or these papers are to get information about the accident or about your injuries. Well, that's a half a myth, I guess, because they are going to be getting information about your injuries when they get these forms filled out and you return them to them. But what they don't tell you is what they're going to do with those forms to get more information than what is involved with regard to the accident and your injuries. And they don't tell you what they're going to do with your information once they've got it. So you got to be careful, because it is a complete myth that they're going to simply get this information for nothing more than to try to value your claim. They're not getting it just for that reason.
I really hope you listen to Brad just now.
Right. They have a lot of ulterior motives, and they're going to use those ulterior motives, and you must be ready to say no to their request for this information.
You know, we've done shows on that, and some of the shows that we've done, we've told you, we've shown to you that they have language in those forms that they send you, just a few forms. We've told you that they have language in there where they're going to send your medical records of all your doctors, which you're not required to turn over, of all your doctors into a central database. Really? Really? And we're writing a book on that as well. It's in the MIB, the Medical Information Bureau. It was secret for a number of years. It's come to light. And so you need to understand that's what they're trying to do. And you always ask yourself the question, if they want all of your medical records from all of your doctors, why? I mean, if you injured your low back in a car accident and they want records of an ankle injury 10 years ago, why? Why do they want it? It's not even relevant. And there's laws that we've covered in other shows, and we can't cover that right now, to protect you against that, but you need to know that. This is empowering information. Okay, so another myth is people think, well, the insurance company adjuster, Brad, called me up, and he was really nice to me, or she was really nice to me, and they want me to sign a release to get all my medical records, and I guess I just have to do that.
No, no, no. That's exactly what I'm saying. You get the medical records for him. Look at the medical records, because there's a myth within a myth here. And the myth within a myth is that the doctor is writing everything down that you're saying and that it's being written down accurately, or that the nurse is, or that the ambulance person is, or that the emergency personnel are. They're not necessarily writing it down accurately, and they're not necessarily writing down everything that you're saying. So there's a myth out there that the insurance records, you know, sometimes they act like the insurance records are like a holy book, like a Bible or something that has been written in stone and is 100% accurate. And that's not true.
No, sometimes in the medical records there are many mistakes. Sometimes they're accurate, sometimes they're not. Sometimes the doctors do dictation, and they do an honest dictation, but sometimes it's some things are left out. Sometimes
things are missed up, or they don't know, or
right.
Their notes are wrong, or they're writing it at the end of the day and they've gotten things mixed up. You can get a problem there. So
right.
The myth is you don't want to give them the release at all. Don't give them the information.
You don't give them a release. You get your own medical records. You present your own claim. We've done shows on how to present your own claim. And you can do it by yourself. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Today we're talking about myths in insurance coverage, myths of insurance policies, myths once you've been injured, and what people really think. You just can give us a call at any time. If you come into our law firm, tell you what, we give you an entire legal game plan. What does that mean? That means you understand when you leave our offices what you can do, what you should do, what the insurance company is going to try to do to, against you to beat you. Okay, so, and we have a system that we've developed over the years and nobody else has. You can do this. You can call us at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989 or anytime, anywhere, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We do it for you. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers. Burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookie's. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell and Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell and Pollock on Facebook and you can follow Bell and Pollock on Twitter. Bell and Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do this show to give you information. Information is power. You need to be protected. You need to protect yourself, your family. We're glad to help. If you've been injured, you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. 5900. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can see the answers there. You don't even have to talk to an attorney. Or you can engage in live chat with us, or you can call us in the mountains at 970-870-8989. Okay, today we're talking about myths in insurance coverage. You've been injured in an accident. Okay, so Brad, a couple of my favorite ones. If our people think a myth number, whatever we're on, if I'm hurt, I deserve to be compensated. If I'm in an accident and hurt, I'm going to be compensated fairly.
Well, and let's add a sub myth to that too. Oh, the other guy got the ticket. Listen, first of all, the other guy got the ticket doesn't mean anything in a civil court of law. When you get in a civil court of law, who got the ticket probably is never going to come before the jury or be told to the judge or be told to the person who's going to make the ultimate decision. It's not to be considered. As far as the fact that you're in an accident, do you deserve to be compensated? Only if your injury in the accident is the result of the negligence of another party and you can prove that that negligence caused your injury. You must have both liability and causation. You cannot simply say, well, I got hurt in an accident, so now I'm going to get money from somewhere. It doesn't happen that way, except for, Gary, again, we talk about MedPay.
Right.
MedPay is a different situation. MedPay is your own insurance. And in that situation, if you get hurt, you're not going to get compensated, but you can get reimbursed for your medical bills.
Exactly. And on that point of MedPay, you need, that's your own car insurance policy. You need to call your car insurance company and increase the MedPay as high as you can afford, as high as they offer. And different companies offer different amounts. Okay. I mean, my company, I called up and I said, what's the highest med pay? They said $100,000. I'll take it because that's required to pay for your medical bills. You know, emergency room visit by the statutory minimum of $5,000 med pay just eats right through that on the first visit. So speaking of which, there's another myth. I shouldn't have to go to the hospital if I'm hurt in an accident because it's too expensive. Well, that's not the way the insurance company looks at it when they finally analyze your claim. So when you're thinking, wow, I shouldn't have to go to the hospital or the emergency room because it's too expensive, that's exactly opposite of what you should do if you've been injured.
Well, you know, something we try and tell our clients all the time is if you're hurt, go to the hospital. If you're hurt, don't call the lawyer. I see these commercials sometimes on TV where the lawyers are saying, are going on saying, well, you know, this day and age as a lawyer, we need to manage your care and we need to oversee your care. We need to be involved in your care. Look, the lawyer needs to know what's going on in the care. The lawyer should maybe make suggestions on ideas of what might or might not be the situation because many lawyers, you and I included, Gary, have been doing this for 30 years. And so we have an idea of these, of what might be the situation. But it's your doctor who should manage your care. It's your doctor who should be overseeing the care. And if your doctor's not doing that because you're not getting into the doctor, then start in getting into the doctor. And if your doctor's not doing that because the doctor doesn't care or doesn't understand the anatomy of a car accident and a traumatic events, go see a doctor who does understand it.
Exactly. And by the way, as long as we're on that subject, you need to have attorneys who understand medicine. They don't have to be doctors to understand medicine. You need experienced attorneys on your side who understand medicine. I'm telling you what. Understand the parts of the cervical spine that can be injured, facet joints, osteoporosis, okay? Pre-existing conditions, lumbar injuries, SI joint injuries, L4, L5 injuries, and on and on. You need to have attorneys who understand the medicine. If you don't have that, you're not going to win what you should win. You're not going to be paid what you should be paid. All right. Our telephone number 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. If you want a legal game plan, you call Bell and Pollock. You call Brad Pollock, my partner. You call me, Gary Bell. Call our law firm. We'll get you hooked up with an attorney who's going to give you a legal game plan specifically designed to enhance your success. We've developed this plan over years. We give it to you. And we give it to you in our free initial consultation so you know what to do on your situation. Okay, so another myth. We're talking about myths today. The responsible party will pay for a rental car from me for as long as I need it. No, they won't. No, they're not going to. That's a myth. Let's repeat that one. You think, we think, somebody thinks you're injured in an accident, so the at-fault party has to get you a rental car. That's true. But they're going to get me a rental car just as long as I need it. Not true.
The terrible part about that is that that makes just so much common sense, but it's not a true, it's just not a true situation. And mind you, Gary's statement was that they're going to give you a rental car for as long as you need it. They will decide how long you need it. They will decide. And you don't get to decide. They'll decide because the insurance company on their side will say, look, okay, here's the damages to your car. If we've totaled your car, we'll give you sometimes as short as maybe 8 hours to go find another car. Go find another car, get your deal done because we're yanking that car by 5 o'clock tonight. They'll call you at noon and say it's going to be, we're going to yank that car by tomorrow morning. And when you've gone in to get that rental car that they're letting you use, you've signed some papers saying that if you don't get that car back when they stop the rental, then you're now doing it on your own nickel. So right. That's the first thing. Or they look and they say, well, here's the damage to your car. We figure that should be done within 3 days. It should be repaired and you have your car back. So we're cutting off your rental car in 3 days, period.
Exactly. And they use it as leverage to, quote, legally beat you up, end quote. It's the way it works. But you need to understand this, because in the beginning of that transaction, you call and they say, okay, we're going to get your rental car. Seems real friendly. Seems nice.
Oh, you think seems they're wonderful, good. Don't you? You just yeah. go, oh, they're getting me a rental car. They told me, they said they'll bring one to me. I can get one right away. I'm going to be able to get one immediately.
So it's a myth. It's not fact that you can have a rental car as long as you like it. But worse than that, they use it as leverage against you, as Brad just said. So let's put a number example to this. Suppose the car that was destroyed was worth $15,000. They want to pay you $10,000 for it, and you say no, and you're arguing with them, but you feel okay because you got the rental car and you can get around. It's your only car. Then they say to you, that, like Brad said, okay, if by tomorrow morning you don't take our $10,000 that we give you, then you're not going to have a rental car.
And you go, well, wait a minute. I need the rental car to get to work. And they say, and you don't have any more money, you go out and just start renting another car. And they say, look, we're going to stop paying for that rental car tomorrow morning. And if you look and say, well, okay, I'll take your money. Then they say, well, we're still going to stop paying for the rental car. So, you know, you got tonight to go out and find a new car or a replacement car for that $10,000 we're going to give you. And oh, by the way, if you were upside down your loan and you now have a negative balance on that loan, go see how well you qualify. Go see how fast you can find a decent car.
Right.
Go see where you go to lots to make sure you got yourself a nice situation.
It becomes a problem. Okay, let's talk about another myth. One of my favorites. People come in and they think the responsible party, even the at-fault party, person who hit you, injured you, or his or her insurance company, they'll never take this one to trial because they're afraid of the publicity. Really? That's not going to happen. They're just waiting for you to make the mistakes, waiting for you to have the gaps in your treatment, waiting for you to have these fatal flaws in the prosecution of your case because you don't know what you're doing, and then they're going to take it to trial. And then, or they're going to pay you next to nothing. So here's your choice. You get next to nothing, or we're going to go to trial because we don't care about the publicity.
They don't care a bit. They figure it this way. The odds that your case is going to make it past maybe at best 100 people knowing about it is next to nothing. Maybe you're going to get something going on the internet nowadays because we have social networks. Maybe it might get a little bit more. Maybe 1,000 people find it if you've got that many people that are you're talking to on the internet. But you know what? They don't care because they know they're doing their advertising. They're doing their big time promotions. They're doing all the stuff they need to get people to come to them. They don't care about what kind of publicity they're going to get when they take you to court. All they care about is not paying you the money.
Right. And where do you find somebody that does care for you or cares about you? Right here. Bell and Pollock. We've done it for over 25 years, representing injured victims just like you. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. But more than just caring, we've got a game plan. We can give you a legal game plan. We've developed this over the years. Nobody else has anything like this. Bell and Pollock has a special legal game plan we give you in the free initial consultation. It's almost a no-brainer. You need to understand what the insurance company is going to do to you and not do to you.
And I'll tell you, Gary, then when you go to pick the lawyer, which we're more than happy to represent you. When you go to pick the lawyer, make sure your lawyer isn't afraid of the publicity if he loses. If your lawyer is so caught up in announcing all his wins and announcing how great he does and announcing all the recoveries he gets and is so afraid of losing, then you know that lawyer is not going to be able to be willing to risk and go out on the line and really work hard for you, because that lawyer's worried that all I really want are my slam dunk cases, and the ones that are going to be hard are going to be a challenge. I'm going to shy away from those. I'm not going to take those because I don't want that to hurt me.
Exactly. So you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You can also listen to our live Saturday show on Saturday mornings. It's at 7 o'clock in the morning on the AM dial, 6:30 AM KHOW. You can listen to that. It's also on KKZN. It's also in Steamboat Springs. It's also in the surrounding communities. And it's a live call-in show. We do that to help people. We do it to help people. All right, our telephone number, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And what's the name of our website? ChampionsOfThePeople.com. You couldn't forget that if you tried. It's an information-loaded website. Just go there and try it out. The podcasts are there of these shows. You can listen to them. You can play them. You can get your questions answered. And you don't even have to talk to an attorney if you don't want to talk to an attorney. Just look at the answers to the questions right there. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an
an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist, your work is affected, and your life is affected, and you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. We own Bell & Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock, and we've been in business helping injured victims for years. And we've developed a special legal game plan that we will give you in a free initial consultation. We've developed over the years that helps you enhance and maximize your recovery. And nobody else has it. Nobody else does it the way we do it. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. Today, we're talking about myths in the insurance world, in the insurance company. Have you been injured? Here's another myth, Brad. We were talking about trials. The myth. People think, well, the responsible party, the person that hits you, or his or her insurance company, they'll settle this case because they really don't want to pay all the money it costs to take the matter to trial.
Not true. As a matter of fact, that's even two separate funds. You'll find quite often when you think they don't want to take it to trial. They'll take it to trial. They've got their attorneys on staff. They've got their house attorneys. They've got their regular attorneys they work for. And some of these companies even have deals with certain law firms that they have to take. If they want to have their business, they have to be willing to take X number of cases free for just the cost, where they don't even have to pay for the attorney. We've had them where the lawyers have admitted to us, I'm doing this free because the insurance company has the right to elect certain cases throughout the year that I've got to do free so I can continue getting their business. So if they're not worried about getting you to trial, they're not worried about taking you to trial. The old adage of, well, they're going to do it for the cost of defense, or they don't want to incur the defense, just really doesn't mean a lot anymore. It has a little bit of bearing, but not much. Don't think you're going to get a settlement based on that.
No, don't think that. Okay, so we've got other myths, but we're running out of time. So this is the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. We're so glad to do it. We give you the information to have you put you on an equal playing field with the insurance company. They have their own attorneys. They have their own doctors. They have their own specialists. Who do you have? You can call us Bell & Pollock anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989 at any time, anywhere. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and look at the information we have there for you. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm. We love bringing the show to you, and we are your champions of the people.